Classical Kids Storytime is supported by Dentistry for Children and Adolescents. For over 50 years, their pediatric dentists and team members have been committed to making your child's dental experience as pleasant as possible. More at childrensdent.com. This is Classical Kids Storytime from American Public Media. I'm Steve, and this is the story of the tortoise and the hare. You know what a tortoise is, right? It's basically just another word for turtle. And a hare? In this case, it's not one of those things that grows out of the top of your head. A hare is just another name for a rabbit. So, now that we've got that settled. Once upon a time, there was a hare who loved to run really, really fast. Truth was, he was really good at running. He was faster than practically any of the other animals that lived in that part of the forest. Now that's fine and all, but the thing is, the hare really liked to brag about how fast he could run too, which was not really such a fine thing to do. And least good of all, he also liked to tease the animals who were slow, and teasing is definitely not a nice thing. Well, the animal that he would tease the most was the tortoise. Old Tortoise was probably the slowest animal in the forest. The hare loved to tease him about this.
"You are so slow,"
he would say.
"I don't know how you ever get anywhere."
Then one day, the tortoise had had enough.
"Look," he said, "I won't deny that you're fast, okay? You are Fasty McFasterson. But you know what? Even you can be beaten."
The hare squealed with laughter.
"Beaten? In a race? By who? Not you, certainly,"
he said.
"Actually, I was thinking me, yes,"
the tortoise answered. The hare fell to the ground with laughter.
"That is hilarious," he said.
"Okay, I get that you find this to be very entertaining," the tortoise said, "but I'm serious. So let's do it. Tomorrow morning, right here in this spot at sunrise, I'll race you from this fir tree over there to that creek. Deal?"
"Oh, it's a deal," said the hare.
The next morning, all the animals gathered around to watch the race. The tortoise and the hare both stepped up to the starting line next to the fir tree. As soon as both animals were ready, a hawk gave the signal. "Go!" The hare watched as the tortoise trudged slowly off. This was going to be so easy, he thought. When he saw how slow his rival was, he decided to go have a quick nap.
"Take your time,"
he said.
"I'll have 40 winks and catch up with you in a minute."
Then he curled up and fell asleep under a tree. The hare woke with a jolt from a dream and gazed around, looking for the tortoise. But the tortoise was only a short distance away, having barely covered a third of the course. Breathing a sigh of relief, the hare decided he might as well have breakfast, too. And so, the hare doubled back around to his burrow for a few minutes to grab some carrots. Coming back out of his burrow, the hare found that the heavy meal and the hot sun made his eyelids droop. He looked up the course to check on the tortoise, and once again, he was reassured to see that he was only about halfway to the creek. The hare knew that he could do the whole course within a matter of seconds, so once again he hopped back over to his burrow, and this time he jumped down and turned on the TV. After about half an hour, with another jolt, he remembered that he was in the middle of a race. He ran back to the forest path. He looked around for the tortoise. He couldn't see him, and all the other animals had moved away from that spot too. The hare looked down toward the creek. And there, to his amazement, were all the other animals gathered around the tortoise, cheering him on. Away he dashed. He leapt and bounded at a great rate, his tongue hanging out and gasping for breath. Just a little more and he'd be first at the finish. He approached the creek. He could see the water's edge. The tortoise was almost there. With his back feet, he made one final great bounding jump through the air. But the hare's last leap was just too late, for the tortoise had beaten him to the creek's edge, where he lightly touched the tip of his foot to the water. All the animals cheered in unison.
Hooray!
The tortoise had beaten the hare. Poor hare, tired, out of breath, and in disgrace, he slumped down beside the tortoise, who was grinning at him. In all of his bragging, the hare had totally ignored the tortoise's determination to try as hard as he could, no matter what anybody thought of his abilities.
Slow and steady wins the race,
the tortoise said.
Every time, every time.
The end. Thanks for listening to Classical Kids Storytime from American Public Media.